$2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Hey Clemson fans, so much to do and see in downtown Seneca, just a few minutes up the road. Check out our Facebook at Seneca SC Events. Check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show. The lights go on Friday before Thanksgiving. Bring the whole family, it's absolutely free. And the Seneca Christmas Parade is December 1st. Race for the Green is March 14th. Follow us on Facebook to keep up with everything happening in downtown Seneca.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long-haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. By the way, if you're playing totals, I would start to look at weather because weather has always becomes a factor at this time of year in knocking totals way, way down at every level. Well, last night we had the Philadelphia Green Bay snooze fest, if you will, and it was, again, a situation where weather played a part of it. Now, so did Philadelphia's defense, even Green Bay's defense, for that matter. Jalen Phillips, the recent Eagles addition, really played well and was a big impact player last night, as you would have imagined. As I said, Howie just continues to get the job done in Philadelphia. You know what? If Howie doesn't make that move to add Jalen Phillips, Philadelphia doesn't win that game last night. I don't think they do. I think he was probably the most impactful player in that football game. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Speaking of impactful, look, listen, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. You don't have to go to 12 hours to Western New York to get it. Nay, it's right here in Malden at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. You can skip that 12-hour drive. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy, just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. It's incredible. I had the Greek pizza, and I tried Ramona's, and she tried mine. It was all unbelievable. And the buffalo wings, they're real, authentic buffalo wings. Until you have Moretti's wings, Dre called us a couple weeks ago and said, man, well, you were right. The wings at Moretti's are like no others. Until you try Moretti's buffalo wings, you have not really had buffalo wings. How about beef on whack? It's a buffalo staple. It's incredible. They take some 8 hours to cook this roast beef. They cook it low and slow. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun, served with horseradish sauce and odd juice for dunking. It's unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Friday, so much more. And by the way, fish fry Friday is a big night too. And yes, a full bar and a family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are separate, basically. So, it's ideal for families. And If you're a sports fan, they've got you covered. Every Clemson snap, every NFL snap, and every snap of your team. All you have to do is ask. They have a whole wall of monitors, and they have a monitor near you. So you just tell them what you want to watch, and they'll be glad to put it on. Check out the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. It's unbelievable. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. And by the way, I always say you want to deal with great people. Not only is the food great, but they contributed a dinner for 10 on the Little John Coliseum table to our Tigers for Tatas campaign, which I auctioned for $1,000, if memory serves. Garnet and Gold. How are you, Garnet and Gold?
I've had better weekends. Sports-wise, yeah. I've had a lot better weekends.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, I lost both my fantasy leagues. I lost my fantasy league last night because Jacob scored that touchdown late.
Oh.
Otherwise, yeah. 143 points. I mean, I don't know if you know much about fantasy, but 143 in a standard league should win you every week, and this guy gets 148.
Yeah. That's too bad.
That's down 6 points.
Yeah.
6 points, yeah.
Yeah. Very saddened.
I got a little info. I was talking to my booster guy, and they are actually, there's a possibility, and it's not a strong one, but they are speaking with Norvell about some kind of possible salary adjustments and a buyout adjustment. I don't know what that means. If it's just we're going to lower your salary next year until you show us something, and we're going to do a buyout adjustment. But there's some the bigger boosters are getting together and having some conversations.
So this is the this is the janitor booster guy you're talking to.
No. This is my booster.
Okay.
Rep for the Southeast.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, the one that's going to give me the tour that I'm going to tell you about when all the cool stuff. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
All the cool stuff that's down there, and then the little thing that they only show the recruits. So
yeah.
Maybe they show them like the path to another school. Maybe, hey, you can come here, or you can go play for somebody that actually wins ball games.
Yeah.
But
I think he's staying. I think he's going to be the coach next year.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
I don't think you have the money.
I'm so over it.
And they're just. Plus, honestly, it's not even really a good time to be firing a coach because too many other people already have.
Right. I mean, who you got? You got a pool of four, maybe, and there's like eight or nine schools.
Where would the Florida State job sit in the pecking order if it were to come open? It would not.
It would be behind Penn State. It'd be behind Auburn. It'd be behind LSU. It'd be behind Florida. I'd say fifth or sixth, maybe.
The one I'm less sure of is Auburn. You'd put Auburn ahead of Florida State? I don't know.
I would because of the conference. I would. Just because of the SEC.
Yeah, maybe.
I just, like I said, right now we've. Jimbo, and I heard the guy earlier talking about Jimbo. Jimbo's legacy is on one player only, and that was Jameis Winston.
Well, it's not only that. He destroyed the program after that. I mean,
he did. He just walked away from it.
Yeah, and he lowered the level of offensive line play to embarrassing new lows. I mean, the Florida State offensive line play late in Jimbo Fisher's tenure, as well as the Florida State recruiting of offensive linemen, was an absolute abomination. I mean, you were the worst offensive line in America at that time. So,
absolutely, absolutely. But he just hasn't shown me that he can develop anybody or wants to develop anybody. You know, let's take a shot on DJ. You know, let's take a shot on this guy or this guy and. Just develop somebody. Show that you can develop players and not just go for what's out there in free agency pretty much. And that's the thing that bugs me the most is I have to look every year since he's been there, other than Jordan Travis, I've had to look at the roster to know, okay, who is this guy? Yeah. Who is this guy? Who is it? Because there's no consistency. And it just bugs the crap out of me that the consistency isn't there. You know, other and people tell me, I was, oh, well, other schools do it. Other schools do it. I'm like, no, they don't do it like we do.
Well, and our again, look, you're going to have to go right back to the portal. I mean, if you're thinking about improving the team for next year, you're going to have to go back to the portal, and you're going to. I feel like the broken record on this deal, because you're not only going to have to go to the portal, but you're going to have to make better choices. Now, you've made some decent choices this last time, but not enough to change the outcome. I mean, getting Robinson was a coup, obviously.
It was, but
I mean, it's just, there are things that are just hard to understand. Like I talked about the other day, I think Chroma is the most talented freshman back in America, one of the most talented I've seen in a long time. I mean, there are elements of Marcus Dupree in that kid, and he refused to give him the football. I don't know
why. Exactly. And I wouldn't be surprised if he said, you know what, I'm dipping.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere else. I mean, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I don't know why we don't give him the ball, because he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's so fast and elusive, but Halen wants to give it to him 5-6 times a game.
Well, he's 220 pounds. He runs through contact. I mean, he has great contact balance and runs right through contact. So, and he has like 50 carries on the year, which is just ridiculous. I mean,
ridiculous.
I know you have a stable of backs, but he's easily the most talented one. I mean, and if he leaves Florida State, oh, is he going to have suitors? They will be lining up to get.
Oh yeah,
to get him.
I agree. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he decided to leave. He ended up in the Big Ten somewhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see him in Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Yeah, I mean that wouldn't be a surprise either. You know, being as close as he is to,
or Miami. Athens, but,
oh God, The only solace I have with Miami right now is laughing at the fact that we saw Carson Beck. We saw him in Georgia, and he would have great games, and then he would have those games where he just turned the ball over.
Yeah.
And he's done that twice down in Miami, which I love it. I mean, they're going to make a bowl game. I'm hoping we do. We got to beat Virginia Tech, and then maybe NC State and maybe Florida, and I'm not even seeing a win on those three. Even though I'll be down there Saturday cheering just like, you know, every other Saturday when they're at home. But I'm just not looking forward to it at all. But I want to jump to NFL real quick. So I've got some buddies that are Atlanta Falcon fans, and I told them when they hired Raheem Morris, I said he was in Tampa. He is not an NFL head coach.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's going to turn us around. I said, no, he's not. Decent season last year, and now they're seeing it. They're like, you're right. It's like, I saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
Great assistant.
Yeah.
Just as a head coach, he's got all the talent in the world. That team should be minimum a 2-loss, 3-loss team. Minimum. Or maximum.
Well, you know, like some of your best players are still very young. You know, I hear people talk about Michael Penix. Michael Penix is going to be incredible. It's just an issue of when. And if we expect these guys, like in year one as a starter in the NFL, to be Superman, and that's not how it works. It's never how it worked, and it's rare.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's going to be very good. It's just an issue of when.
Yeah, I agree. And being a Tampa fan, I'm actually happy to see them falter, because of any team in the NFL that I dislike the most besides Dallas is probably going to be Atlanta.
Yeah.
Just because it's a division. I don't like anybody in the division.
Yeah.
You know, I have empathy for Carolina because, you know, they're like the younger brother. Okay, you know, everything will be fine. And then they end up losing to New Orleans, which helped us after losing to Drake May and New England. But, you know, it is what it is. So
the reason you have empathy for them is because they start a 12-year-old at quarterback.
That's true. And I've told people he was not going to be anything. Oh, yeah, he's from Alabama. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But the last thing, I know we have 5 overtime losses. Finally got an overtime win. Colorado Avalanche did. And I know people don't talk hockey a lot. I know you like it. Is this possibly, like, as we develop through the season, Bednar's best team even better than the.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going that far yet. I need to see more. Yeah. I'm not ready to go that far yet.
Okay, but is McKinnon not one or two best players in the NHL right now?
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. He's tremendous. Yeah, no question.
And Kel McCarr is top 10.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree with
that.
I do like that.
I just like better goaltending. That's the one thing that we've lacked for the past couple of years.
Sort of important.
So. Very, yeah.
Yep.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say what I said earlier. All right, thanks, man, buddy. Bye.
What did he say earlier, Ramona?
Some prediction thing.
Okay.
I can't tell you because then it'll repeat what he didn't want you to repeat.
Well, Robert in Georgia, Robert, I'll get to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Burn Digital. Your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. They are the other half of us. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market. We have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is proud to be a part of the Roar FM family. The same quality community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising tab to contact us. Trust me, these people, the other half of us, the Burn Digital part, they are tremendous at what they do, and they're local. And so they're always going to be there for you. And this is how you actually become an enormous success, or if you're already an enormous success, how you continue to build on it, by employing us in Burn Digital for, as they say, the most absolute, potent, strongest advertising campaign humanly possible. Do it. You'll thank me later. Robert in Georgia will continue with his SEC talk. Who has to play whom down the stretch, and which teams have the most difficult path? We'll get to that. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I've partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Tired of scrubbing and still seeing grease? Power through grime and residue and refresh your kitchen with Buff City Soap. Made with hard-working plant-based ingredients, their cleaners cut through the mess without the harsh chemicals. From dishes to countertops, your kitchen gets sparkling clean and smells amazing with their multi-surface cleaner and dish soap. Ditch the fake stuff. Clean naturally with Buff City Soap. Shop today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6759. That's 800-575-6759. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. Thank you, veterans. Support veteran services and in every way you can. Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore is all Lake Kiwi Auto Group. And now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. Unbelievable. unparalleled in the upstate. And they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $1,500 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. And you can compare, contrast, you can test drive, you can find out all under one roof what works best for you. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. To the phones, Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert?
Walt, I'm doing great. I want to wish everybody a happy Veterans Day, including Absolutely. Their families.
Same to you, Robert. Thank you.
I got a lot of football and some picks that I want to talk about, but I'm going to give that up. This is an appropriate day to ask this question. And, Walt, I think you got military members in your family, so yes. You probably got some knowledge. You've seen Saving Private Ryan, correct?
I don't think so.
You have never seen that movie?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, well, this is going to make it harder then. Have you seen The Band of Brothers?
No.
Series on... Okay. Let me
just explain something in advance, okay? And this is going to sound odd. There are two sort of genres of movies that I basically don't watch. One is sports, and the other has anything to do with war. And the reasons... The sports is because I live it 24 hours a day, and when I have free time, if I'm going to watch something, I'd rather watch a B-horror movie than watch sports or anything else. I mean, I don't want to watch sports movies. And I can't explain this, but war and combat is too serious a topic for me personally to cover in a movie.
No, I understand that. And really, honestly, Walt, the best sports movies were probably before you did this for a living. So, I mean, Ryan Song and, But anyway,
Brian
moving
Song.
On.
Brian.
I keep saying, that's the second time I've done that on air.
Yeah.
Brian
Piccolo, who played at Wake Forest and was a Wake Forest player and obviously had a unique relationship with the great Gail Sayers and lost his life to cancer. Yeah, if you want to see the all-time tearjerker sports movie that you've never seen, go watch Brian Song.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, believe it or not, I had planned on, before the show even started, calling in and talking about Georgia. And you've had quite a bit of talk about Georgia. So I'm going to continue it. Don't know that I'm going to add anything, new to it. But, I had Georgia before the start of the season in my Final Four. I believed in the difference that Gunnar Stockton was going to make over Carson Beck. I didn't know their defense was going to be, wet paper bag type, but I knew that Gunnar Stockton was going to make a difference.
I swear to God, Robert, we're heading down the stretch of the season, and I still don't know what Georgia is.
It's tough.
I don't know whether to believe in them or not. I mean, Cliff made a case against believing them earlier, and it's a strong case, and obviously I know the case and I know the material, but I do think that offensively they have more juice. I mean, Stockton has made winning plays and he has weapons. And they're starting to figure out how to run the ball again. So but I don't know because I honestly when I look at their season as a whole, they probably should have like three losses.
Yes, that's the thing. I mean, if Carson Beck was still there, they would have three or four losses.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But Walt, I kept waiting on their defense to turn the corner. I thought in the second half of the Alabama game they looked better, and I thought, okay, they're starting to grow up a little bit. But they just haven't turned that corner. But Walt, they just keep winning.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about having a quarterback who can have, you know, who has the it that can will his team to victories. And is that what we're seeing from Gunnar Stockton?
Again, I think he's really had a remarkably good year, all things considered. I'm always a little reluctant with the just keep winning thing, because BYU just kept winning too until they didn't last week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and exactly. That game really surprised me.
That one did not surprise me. I've been surprised by a lot, but that one did not. I thought Texas Tech would win and cover that, because I think Texas Tech is the number one defense in America, and I'm not even sure it's close.
And that defense is gelling. It's coming together big time. All of those players, they just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, again, I suggested this on air a couple times, but I think when you play Texas Tech, the first question is, can you block them? And the answer so far is a resounding no. Nobody has blocked them.
Yeah. I missed on Texas A&M before the season. And I definitely missed on Texas Tech. I just kept saying, man.
Those are two of the only things I hit before the season. So,
well, yeah. you were talking about Texas Tech last year, yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's probably just going to be the same. But anyway, let me get a couple of picks in right quick. Yeah. I'm going to get my three-dog night win outright picks in before, because these lines are really close. I'm going to take Coastal Carolina plus the 2.5 at Georgia Southern. Coastal's been playing a little better. All right, here's where you're really going to make fun of me.
I'm saying, Robert, is you may be right on that. I'm not picking either one of those teams.
Right. I went 1-2 last week. My winning percentage took a big hit last week. I went, after going 5-0 the week before, I went 2-3 last weekend. Okay. But I'm going to take Mississippi State plus the 7.5 at Missouri to win.
Yeah, you know, Missouri obviously has some quarterback issues right now and is not very good offensively, so that's an interesting spot.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. Levy has made some coaching errors almost as bad as Lane Kiffin in some of their games, or they would probably have a better record.
Yeah.
So, last but not least, give me Virginia Tech plus the 14.5 to win outright at Florida State. Listen, there's something going on at Florida State. I didn't like the way Gus Malzahn called that game last week. I didn't believe in him before the season. I didn't think that was, you know, some super special hire. Now, he did bring some magic at first, but there's something going on. I mean, all the drop balls, all the missed passes, and then not running the football, maybe that changes this week, but I mean, I have no explanation as to why Florida State did not try to run the football against Clemson. You just can't do that. And that, to me, says offensive coordinator issues.
Yeah, I get that, and I do think Virginia Tech's playing a little bit better, but, you know, look, 2 weeks ago, I thought Florida State would mop the field with Wake Forest. I know everyone was in love with Wake Forest, but I thought Florida State would kill them, and they did. I think Florida State's a hard team to figure. I think if they play like they played against Wake Forest, they'll kill Virginia Tech. But I do think Virginia Tech's playing a lot better, and it's hard to say if they play like they played against Wake Forest, because they really haven't played that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I picked Wake Forest in that game, and I mean, you told me straight out, you were like, I think Florida State probably walks the dog on them, and they did. I'm going to get one more in, just poke at Cliff. I'm going to take Georgia minus the 6 versus Texas. I think Georgia wins by at least 7. Okay. Walt, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, honestly, there are some games this weekend that I'm sitting here on Tuesday. We have our little contest thing is due on Thursday by – what, 10? 10 this week?
Yes, 10 in the morning.
There are some games on that sheet right now that I'm just looking at. I don't even want to pick. So, I, you know, Ramona, I dug such a bad hole, and I've been digging myself out the last couple of weeks, but then you can't have any bad week. I mean, I have to basically have two more great weeks in a row. I mean, the last 2 weeks have been good. I went 14-6 the last 2 weeks. But that's not going to be good enough. So we'll see. And then, you know, if you go backwards, then you're completely screwed. So I see you in there waving around. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. There's no one does donuts like the Reese family. By the way, Ramona, I am thinking about a nice hot cup of any type of Krispy Kreme coffee right now, and a nice and a nice, you know, a nice small group of like 3 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
3 dozen.
You know, Ramona, you know, remember how they used to have that potato chip? Was it Lay's or whatever? They said, you know, you can't just eat one. Or you just.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually true of Krispy Kreme donuts. That's the thing you can't eat one of. I mean, it's just. And, you know, Ramona, they go so quickly. You know, they're so easy to consume.
So you would like this Biscoff cookie butter cream.
Oh, I would kill for that donut. Give me these special donuts.
They have these. They have this Biscoff.
Yes.
Cookie butter cream.
Yeah. See, I would. Okay. Yeah, I would kill for that.
And cinnamon apple filled.
It on the same donut, or that's a different donut?
No, that's a separate donut.
Cinnamon apple filled.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? You know, I always say this all the time. I like all the berries like better than apple, but like of late. And when I say like of late, I mean like the last few years, I'm starting to love the apple too. And like right now, when it's like 20 degrees out, that donut appeals to me more right now than maybe any other.
Yeah, it looks good too.
Yes.
Yes. And glaze filled with cream.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they also have their cake donut. And the veterans today can get a free donut and a small coffee.
Oh, how about that? So
veterans
Anderson Spartanburg.
Or active military.
All right. So Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, veterans, active military. Go take advantage of that. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, again, great people. The Reese family have been doing donuts right since the early 60s. They love and support the military. As I tell you, just great people. And trust me, when it comes to donuts, they've been doing it right all this time with Krispy Kreme. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. The New York Super Cheesecake Donut is still the greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. And then they always have specials. And those particular specials, like right now, Ramona, seriously, right now, I would love, I don't need the, I look, they have all the fancy coffees. You want the fancy stuff. But like, I don't require that. Like for me, like I would kill for a cup of a fresh cup of Krispy Kreme hot black coffee right now with one of those apple cinnamon donuts, or 6 of those apple cinnamon donuts, and a couple of those the sugar cookie donut. I have to have those too. Yeah. I would kill for those right now. How good does that sound?
Sounds
I can almost
good.
Smell the coffee right now with the donuts. I can smell the cinnamon.
Good.
Let's
go.
Quick break. We'll be back.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Get ready to rock!
The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com. Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Yeah!
This late at night I pray for the Lord to guide your way. I've been watching news every day, and I don't know you at all, but look at you standing tall as America runs through your veins. Good night, soldier.
Good night.
Good night, friend.
Good night.
'Cause when I'm sleeping here at night, you're a protector. Good night, soldier.
Good night.
Good night, friend.
Good night.
Please
come home.
Come home. So I can see you. There's a lot of mom and dads who care.
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We are back. We'll have a special open for the final hour in a few minutes. We have lots to get to. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Let me tell you about Underdog, and I'm trying to work something out on Underdog right now. You know, I had a little difficulty yesterday. I got locked out of my Underdog account, so I had to change my password last night, Ramona. And, you know, I actually wish I had held off on changing my password until today. Because last night did not go well for me on Underdog. You know, look, you have to take the bad with the good. It's mostly good. I mean, by far mostly good, but... But last night was just not one of those nights for me. I made 3 live in-game plays on Underdog last night and lost them all. A little bit unfortunate, but yeah. And I tell you all the time, I love playing live in-game NBA. But fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher and lower at stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. All right. Now, just to tell you, I'm right back on Underdog, all right? Now, I'm trying to put a play together. My problem here is that the payout on the Steph Curry rebound number is not good, but I have him higher than 3.5 rebounds, and I have Karl Anthony Towns higher than 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I love playing Karl Anthony Towns, and I hate playing Karl Anthony Towns. How is that possible? Because the dilemma with Karl Anthony Towns are the fouls. You know, when he doesn't get in foul trouble, he's a frigging stat sheet stuffer, and he'll go way over this number. Way higher than this number. But the problem is he's so often in foul trouble, and that worries me a little bit. What else am I going to do here? Let me just see what my man Josh Hart has been doing. Okay, I feel good about this. I'm going to take this. I'm going to take Josh Hart. Oh, that's they're not going to... I don't have a good number here. It's not a good payout there. What do I have? Okay. I'm just gonna run this right now. I'm gonna take Karl Anthony Towns higher than 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I'm gonna take Steph Curry higher than 3.5 rebounds, and I'm gonna take Josh Hart higher than 6.5 rebounds. All right, and so I'm gonna play that, and I'm putting $50 on that right now. Just did that. That Underdog play was just entered. Hey, download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll thank me later. Underdog, it just makes it all a little bit better. You know, even on a losing night, it makes it better. It just does. It definitely makes all those awful midweek college football games better. And, you know, and I'm like one of the few people on earth who'd be watching those games anyway. Like every Sam Houston State game, that for some reason, you know, they torture us. You know, Ramona, just to prove that torture can work two ways, they torture us by broadcasting Sam Houston games all year long during the week. Why, I don't know. But they play, like, only weeknight games. So they torture us. They're winless, by the way. So they're probably the worst team in America, but they're on, like, every stinking week all season long. So
they're cheap to broadcast.
Well, they torture us by making us watch Sam Houston during the week, but they also torture poor Sam Houston by providing the evidence to the rest of the country.
Oh, by letting everybody know that he stinks? Right. Oh, right. That's just wrong.
Right. Right.
Poor thing.
You see, Ramona actually thinks that's a single person, not a team. Hey, all right.
That's a team?
Yeah.
Why is it called that? Okay. I didn't know it was a team. It wasn't a team. I thought it was a guy.
Oh, Lord.
Don't we have players that are named something like
yeah.
that?
So, hey, so you were telling me about your 82-year-old guy again, the flamethrower, and... And what was his line now? What's his pickup line that he hits on
line,
the...
He was telling me that all the ladies...
Yeah.
All the ladies in the place where he lives, his facility or whatever, ask him to come over and take his garbage out to the dumpster for them, right?
Yeah.
And he says, I go over there and I say, what do you want now, good looking? It must work, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. A little blue pill must work, too.
Oh, dear goodness gracious. We don't want to know that. I don't ever want to know that.
They got the old water bed. All right. On this SEC thing, so SEC status update.
Yeah,
all right.
I thought Sam Houston was a guy. Isn't there somebody that you make fun of in the NFL that their name is close to that?
Not that I know.
I'll have to look.
Yeah. All right, so A&M, again, is 6-0 in league, and they left. They have remaining South Carolina, Samford, and Texas. Obviously, they're unbeaten overall. Bama has Oklahoma, Eastern Illinois, and at Auburn. So tougher than the A&M way out. They're 6-0 in league, and they obviously have the one overall loss. Georgia, 6-1 in league and one overall loss. Georgia has Texas, Charlotte, and Georgia Tech. So pretty tough out for Georgia. Ole Miss, 5-1 in league, has Florida and at Mississippi State. Okay, now listen up, Laney. If you lose to either of those teams, then don't expect people to bow down to you. You know what your task at hand is. I don't want to hear any more of your whining and crying when you lose games to Kentucky and Florida that you shouldn't be losing. How about this, Lane? Beat the friggin' teams that are in front of you that you have to beat. And then you don't have to cry and whine about your position. If you lose to either Florida again or at Mississippi State, you don't deserve to be in the playoff. You don't. Beat those teams. You have the easiest remaining schedule of any of those teams by far. By far, right? I mean, it's inarguable. Ole Miss, by far, from a league remaining league standpoint, has the easiest, absolute easiest schedule of any of these five teams by a mile. And then there's Texas. And Texas is 4-1 in league and 7-2 overall. Texas people think they should be ahead of Notre Dame. You can make the argument. You can also make a counter argument. Texas lost to Florida. Notre Dame doesn't have a loss like that. So Texas has a worse loss. Texas's remaining schedule in league at Georgia, Arkansas, who's an old rival, and Texas A&M. That, by far, is the most difficult of the remaining SEC schedules. Not even close. Not even close. I mean, first of all, they're the only team that has three real games. You can say what you want about Arkansas. Arkansas is still dangerous. I mean, A&M nearly lost to Arkansas. A&M beat Arkansas 45-42. When the other team has Taylen Green, they're dangerous. And I know they've had defensive issues. But, you know, their defense hasn't been great, and they've been involved in a number of shootouts. But the only team that really exploited all that was Notre Dame. But in any case, so I think when you look at the path forward for these teams and you try and figure out how this is going to play out in the SEC. So here's the other question, SEC fans. Do you actually want to make the title game? Or would you be better off being a one-loss league team that doesn't make the title game? The loser of the title game is going to add an extra loss. And look, I've always felt this to be true. I think if your league is going to play championship games, then the teams that make that game should be viewed as a bonus game. And therefore, you should not be subject to being bumped down because you lose that game. And let's just play this out, okay, what I'm talking about. Let's just say it's, for example, it's A&M and Bama in the SEC championship game, which is possible. Let's say it's A&M and Bama, and let's say A&M beats Bama. All right, so is Bama then going to drop beneath somebody else because they lost somebody else in league because they lost that bonus game. See, I think that's bull crap. I think once you make that game, no team that fails to make that game should have any avenue to jump you. I just think that's nonsense. This is a reward game. It's a bonus game. It shouldn't count. It counts if you win, but it should not count if you lose. Not that enables somebody who didn't make the game, who wasn't good enough to make the game, to jump you. I just think that's absolute crap. I don't like it. I've never liked it. Not a fan. Not a fan of that in any way, shape, or form. I don't think. I just don't think that any of that should happen. It's garbage. Let me tell you about my friend Jake Wilson and Iron Drive. Jake's dad started the company 15 years ago. Jake's the man now. And by the way, what a great human being Jake is. You know, when we talk about all these people who not only are great at what they do, but they're great humanitarians. Iron Drive Floor Coatings, Jake Wilson, donated a two-car garage coating as a part of the Tigers for Tatas campaign, and I auctioned that for $2,500. You want to talk about people who are doing the right things? They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry, though. And why? Well, because they have the best people and they have the best equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the longevity and the quality of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust, it's much longer lived. It's pretty simple. 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can make it up. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation, of course, as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. Just another bonus of dealing with Iron Drive. They're the absolute best. You'll 100% thank me later. Check them out and go get your floors done. Quick break. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachment, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Davis. Services has a few tips on how to keep your pipes from freezing this winter. Make sure you remove and drain hoses used outdoors. Add insulation to attics, basements, and crawl spaces to keep the walls warmer. When the weather is very cold outside, let your water drip. If you are going away during cold weather, leave the heat on in your home to prevent the walls from getting too cold. If, despite your best efforts, you still lose a pipe to the cold weather, call us, Davis Services, at 864-578-9233, and we'll send out one of our plumbing professionals to repair it.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. I always think about your company being a residential tree and shrub company, but from a commercial standpoint, you guys do a great job there as well, right, Eric?
We found that trees don't care where they grow. You know, if it's at your house or if it's at your business, they're still a tree, and we love trees. We love shrubs. In fact, you know, we are the tree care company for Clemson University. So, yeah, we do a lot of commercial work. Big properties, small properties. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part, we're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear, from cozy fall hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. Happy Veterans Day to all. All right, let me get to Bengal John, and we have more college football to get to, and we'll make way for Clemson basketball in like 17, 18 minutes. Bengal John. John, good to have you, John. Thank you.
Walt, I was just about to send you a picture of my mother's flag that my dad came on Thanksgiving and gave it to me last year.
Oh, it's awesome.
And obviously, I'm a retired veteran.
Yeah,
so
thank you for your service,
all
John.
Those veterans out there.
Yep, thank you for your service.
Both my parents John. Retired. You know, what a great day of celebration it is for our country. And our veterans, and thank you for all that you do, and you know what I mean by that.
Thank you, John, and all of the veterans. I mean, you allow us to do the things that we do, and it's the least we can do to take a day to honor all of you.
I called to ask you a question.
Yeah.
If Urban Meyer truly is available and LSU is willing to go that route, do you think that's a good fit there? Because I've heard that it possibly could be their move.
There aren't
As
many national...
As I told
national...
you the other day, yeah. I mean, I know that I said Drinkwitz, but yeah. It seems to be that they may be looking bigger and better. And he seems to want to get back into coaching based on what he's putting out. So, I mean, we know his record, but, yep. I mean, he's been out of it for a few years. I mean, does he know the transfer portal stuff? Does he know the NIL stuff? Does he know the rev share stuff? I mean, because he didn't have to deal with that at Ohio State.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he can't adapt. I'm just saying, do you think there's a chance that he could roll that really, really quick if he is going to get back into coaching?
He's a man who's coached national championship level teams at multiple institutions, and he almost had Utah at that level too. So there are very few national championship winning coaches. And he's on the short list. He's also, from an age standpoint, he could do it. You know, obviously there were health concerns before. You know, he's had some rocky moments. He has been away, but he stayed connected to it through broadcasting. You know, he's a special teams demon in terms of a coach. His special teams always excel. It's one of the ways he wins football games that I think many people just sort of take for granted. He doesn't. He's going through whole seasons where his team's allowed no punting yards. No punt return yards. And I suggested him way back when the Penn State thing came up. And I said, if you're looking for guys who have actually won, I said, you know, he might be a name to watch. So I wondered if his name would pop up somewhere. And it comes with a little bit of risk, John. There's no question about that. But yeah, I would take that risk.
Yeah, they're leaning heavily towards that. So that was my first question. I want to ask you something. If we can beat Arkansas and Western Kentucky and play a competitive game under Frank Wilson with Oklahoma, this is a four-loss team with a rebuilding year coming. What would be your biggest answer as far as what needs to be fixed? I mean, let's assume that we hire the perfect coach, obviously offensive line, but let's assume that can be fixed and you lose Garrett Nussmeier and Van Buren is obviously probably going to be there, I would assume. But it almost seems like that we're in the same situation with Clemson. Do you go get another quarterback? I mean, what is the fix in Baton Rouge? What is the What is the most glaring fix?
Yeah, I'll say this. First of all, I don't think there'd be any issue of whether Urban Meyer would attack the portal. I think he would attack the portal relentlessly because he's going to want to win like almost immediately, regardless of whether it's a rebuild or not.
Yeah, there's not going to be a waiting period for sure.
He's not going to want that. He's going to try and hit the ground running. And again, he stayed connected to the game. He's been part of those Fox broadcasts, so his name hasn't been out of sight, out of mind for kids. It's not like kids have forgotten who Urban Meyer is. So I think it makes some sense. I think it sounds feasible. In terms of what the specific needs are, I think there would be a lot of needs, as you just pointed out, including quarterback. I mean, I think you would definitely need to bring in at least a challenger for that position. So it would be, again, for regardless of who the coach is next season, as you point out, I think there's going to be a bit of a rebuild. The tackles have, the offensive line's been not played well all year, but the young tackles still have talent. So there are some pieces there. The receiving core, which was so heralded, basically did nothing all year.
No, but here's the thing too, that Nussmeier was not Nussmeier.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, that's
4,376 yards last year, right. and he's less than 2,000.
Right. I mean, you actually have an idiot like McShay who recently said, he still thinks Nussmeier is a round one quarterback. Yeah, he doesn't have a great arm. No, that's actually his strength, Warren. He has a terrific arm. I mean, this is a guy who thought that Ryan Finley of NC State.
He can make the plays, Warren. Given the opportunity.
He has an elite arm. That's not the issue. The issue is he has clearly been hurt all year. People have told me that he's had an oblique injury all year. And that's what it seems to be. And you can see him clutching that often. And every time he gets taken to the ground, it looks like he's been shot. I mean, he clearly is in agony, and he has played through that all year. And I think you got to give him something for his toughness. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know about that other little off-field situation with the internet girl versus his fiance. I don't know what that little deal is.
Did you see the supposed deal with Kalen DeBoer punching Frank Wilson? Did you see that? I thought it was kind of funny.
No,
I'm not sure it's accurate, but it's everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I haven't seen that. but I saw the little Nussmeier story. Both the influencer girl and Nussmeier deny it, but they did meet up at a hotel apparently, but they both deny
allegedly
they both deny any wrongdoings there, and he ceased all contact with her. Now he ceased all contact with her after the fiance apparently became aware of this. So
all right, so I'm gonna ask something, and you can put this off for a few months. Can LSU win another championship in baseball with Jay Johnson? I think they're poised to do it. I truly do.
Yeah.
I think that – I truly do. Yeah. I don't see a better lineup anywhere in the country.
Yeah, I think that's certainly possible. I mean, it'll be one of the favorites without question. Yep.
Thanks, Walt.
Yep, thank you. Thank you, John. Good talking to you as always. Let me get to Tar Heel Chad. Chad, what's going on, Chad? How are you, Chad?
Get that LSU stuff off my radio. Let's talk about America's team.
Yeah, America's team.
A few things. I want to talk, first thing, Drake May and the Patriots, are you surprised, shocked, fool's gold, because I know you want particular high on May. Wasn't you didn't like May?
Yeah,
you just didn't think. But are you? I mean, is it more? Is it Vrabel? Better team? Is it the schedule? May has played.
It's
well.
All of it. I think it's all of it. I think Drake May has played really well. My only concern with May with collegiately, people talked about what a great athlete he was. I didn't think his athleticism would necessarily translate. I don't think that's been an issue, though. It's not been it's not been a negative. People want to compare him to Josh Allen. I still don't see that comparison, but I think he's been really good. And then the part that I think people are missing, though, is that the defense is friggin' elite. I think that's the part people are missing.
Very good.
They don't allow any yards on the ground to nobody. I mean, teams are averaging like 3 yards a carry against them. I mean, I they hadn't allowed a 50-yard rusher all season. I don't know if that changed the last couple of weeks, but that's where it was, and which is insane. Yeah. And so the defense has been terrific. And once again, the defense won the game the other day against Tampa when Baker Mayfield's trying to drive to win the game. I think the Patriots were up 5 at that point. And they get a stop. They're all over Mayfield and they get a stop. And they've been that's the part that's the surprise. And that's the part that separates them from Buffalo. Because Buffalo can't stop the run at all. If you arm them with baseball bats, they can't stop the run. And
they have a two game lead. Buffalo, yeah. I believe. Yeah now, and that's Vrabel. The fact that Titans got rid of Vrabel was just
mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. You know, I don't know what you expected from him, but obviously Vrabel has been a tremendous fit and addition with the Patriots. And you know, hey, listen, Chad. We're in the year 2025 in the National Football League where there is no great team. There's nothing that looks like a great team. In fact, many weeks it doesn't even look like there's a good team in this league. I mean, the whole league sort of looks like it sucks. And so all things are possible. What I'm saying is, as you go from one year to the next and there's not a credit card's worth of difference among many of these teams, the opportunity is there. I mean, for example, is it impossible that the Patriots are in the Super Bowl? No, it's not. No, it's not. Because, again, who's the elite team? Who's the elite team in the AFC right now? Who are they? It's sure not Buffalo.
I don't know.
We don't even know if Kansas City is going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I thought the Chargers had a chance, but they still may,
but they've suffered way more than their share of injuries. I mean, they lost two of the best tackles in the entire league for the year.
Last quick question. I know I'm up against it. Did you listen to Bill Belichick's press conference?
I did. All 26 minutes of it. I talked about it on air. Yeah.
You did? Okay.
Oh, it's a shocker.
I didn't hear it.
It's a shocker. I mean, he actually – hey, listen, Chad. 14 minutes in, when it was time for it to be over, he actually volunteered to stay longer to answer more questions. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. I mean, and you know, it's funny because he was actually smiling through much of it, actually saying things like, "Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if I can answer all that right now, but that's you know." But you know, and you could tell, Chad, that bubbling in the honeycomb world, bubbling just beneath the surface, you could tell old Bill was still there, but he was somehow keeping it down. He was somehow keeping that all stuff on the down low and acting like. But you know what's really amazing, Chad? There is a stat called defensive stop rate. In the stat of defensive stop rate, North Carolina, listen to what I'm saying, Ramona. Listen to this. In the stat of defensive stop rate, the North Carolina Tar Heels are 12th in the nation.
Oh, wow.
Now, I knew that he would – I thought he would turn things around defensively. And, again, you've not had defense there in a million years. That has actually happened. Now, it may not be against a who's who. I don't care. I don't care. You know, and look, Georgia Tech's had a great season because they have an insane quarterback who should win the Heisman Trophy probably. But in that same category, Chad, Georgia Tech is 88. Yeah. 88. North Carolina.
Oh wow!
North Carolina is 12.
Yeah, well, if he was 9-0, I don't think he'd get the same bubbling Belichick.
No, maybe not. But I think the reality, Chad, is that he has made North Carolina a better football program.
I think that's exact. Yeah, I think you are right. We'll see what happens.
Thank you, Chad. I mean, I watched all 26 minutes of it, Rona, like in amazement. And what the most amazing thing, like I said, 14 minutes in when it's supposed to be over, he basically said, you know, I'm willing to stay longer because you people have been great, and I'm willing to stay another if you want me to stay longer, if you have more questions. When I heard that, I was like, I'm sorry, what the hell did he just say? I mean, the rest of it was amazing on its own. But when I hear Bill Belichick, Mr. One-Word Answer, volunteering to stay more time, and he stayed another 12 minutes, Ramona. He answered another 12 minutes worth of questions. I mean, I thought I had seen all. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. That is the that's the distinction. So, yeah, in defensive stop rate, I know you think I've lost my mind. The North Carolina Tar Heels are 12. Which is just unbelievable. Let me tell you about my friends at Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. It's not good. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Now, that's the worst of all. You don't want to be breathing like mold and mildew and all that stuff. You definitely don't want your kids breathing it. I wind up looking like an alien. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement can be signs of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Did I say that? Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. They do it all. They fix it all. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks, they don't get better. They only get worse with time. So call my friends at Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. All right, stay tuned. Clemson men's basketball is headed your way. The Tigers take another step forward. It will be a little more difficult tonight, but every step is an advance. I'll see you tomorrow.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com. You asked QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, a pickleballer, a golfer, a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses